Thus, whether your mind is spreading out or abiding within, whether angry, desirous, happy, or sad. No matter what type of conceptions are produced, it's not necessary to use exertion to apply antidotes to them one by one. Rather, one identifies the previously seen wisdom truth body. As Jesun Milarepa says, with respect to clouds, when they arise from space, and when they disappear back into space. An example is used of a block of ice melting into water. What's said is that dirty water, for instance, or dirty water, if you stir it up, gets more and more dirty. But if you allow it to stay still, gradually it settles down and becomes pure. In the same way, despite the generation of conceptions, if one identifies and stays within the context of the nature of the basic mind, then the conceptions diminish and diminish and diminish, and the mind becomes more and more pure. It's necessary to make a distinction between the conception of inherent existence that is identified in the Madhyamaka treatises and that one is seeking to overcome, and the conceptual apprehension that is being spoken about here, that is not that one is seeking to not affect the consciousness. Whether one meditates or not, this self-arisen basic mind has been with oneself primordially. This is called the mother clear light.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is, we can identify or we can speak of another clear light, which is that which through the introduction of the Lama one identifies. Now, even though this is a factor of the basic mind, the other one has been with oneself primordially and has not been identified. This one has been identified. And in the process of identifying it and sustaining it in meditation, this is called the meeting of the mother and son clear lights, this second one being called the sun clear light. Now, in fact, there really aren't two things that are being mixed, a mixer and that which is being mixed with. But nevertheless, this is called the meeting of the mother and son clear lights.
Daya, shung shendo, yam vesa mabute saadala, mabute saaro vesa mabuse saadala ya, shi chiwa vesa, tamayabala rangsha su yondeba jarwa, tamayabala rangsha su yondeba di, nanjo utopji lamji mongolo gyurtu na, diyan vesa mabuse be khanisha.
Then in other texts, there's a mention of the meeting and meeting of or mixing of the mother and son clear lights, which is a matter of the of the clear light that has been with us, that naturally appears to us, that naturally appears at the time of death. It's the mind of clear light of death. Then the sun clear light is identified as the clear light that one meditates on the path. And then when one is able to use the mother clear light in the path, this is called or designated with a name, the mixing of the mother and son clear lights. Then in another presentation, the mother clear light is the object emptiness. And the sun clear light is the consciousness that comprehends it. And when the sun clear light takes the mother clear light of emptiness as the object of its mode of apprehension, then that's called a mixing of the mother and son clear lights.
With the
experience of the basic of the entity of the basic mind, one merely sustains this. Thus the text says, be founded in the inexpressible state of the factor of basic knowledge. In other texts of highest yoga tantra, this is referred to as the subtle, fundamental innate mind of clear light. Here, within the great completeness system, this is basic knowledge within the division of basis within the division into basis and appearances of the bases.
And then
That basic mind that is identified during the operation of the six types of consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so forth, is the sport basic mind. The basic, the sport, artifice, play. And then through identifying this basic mind of play, or the artifice level of the basic mind, and gradually getting used to this, one comes down to the most basic level. At this point, one can have experience of bliss, clarity, and non-conceptuality, but since these serve to cover over the basic mind, it's necessary to destroy one's sense of these to get at the basic mind in its naked aspect. And thus from time to time one can use the technique of the syllable pe to clear out these factors of bliss, clarity, and non-conceptuality that cover over the basic mind. You use the syllable in a strong, sharp way.
Tadra nyam nyungi nata ma tewe jemi ji ri kwa sang tele wa tuyuda namba tam chi tu kyong wa le nyam sha jidab ki kumpa tate tu mewe nyam sha jidab tate mi jine ta jemi ji ri kwa sang tele sang te ta sang te sa nuji tuk tu mewe tenu shi sari yunan gavi yunan ka ya ma re yunan chagri ya re ti parmu ki yunan la lo mi shin ba
In connection with the statement in the text, meditative equipoise and subsequent attainment do not differ. The reason for this is that one has this naked appearance of the basic mind, which is inexpressible, and it is of unimpeded penetration or sangte. It's not a matter of one's stopping the appearance of objects; rather, one is not caught up in the appearance of objects, and instead remains right in the basic entity of this deeper mind. So the basic meaning of sangte is an unimpededness. Thus in this state, there is no division between session and between session, periods between sessions.
chara yishis lana nyambe tuyam shing saray chizanga rangne ta taadu kagi gyun sawe tabi taadu kagi kashukuray duwa mewa di tuyam yishis saray rangne chara yishis chuu gyungi nan chuu gumbi kuzan me laas yin su kye jik ya meba ni chige tu goma nyong tang, drama nyong, migum tuan tang, minja wang, shibay tuan, yinbe yin me ngang tu jun tu ne sen tan teka, ti tun tu tun tu nyamsha chido ku yao meba chini rigba ngang sha ki jun takia la, yin chani ne gu re se sha
One remains vividly in this self-established placement within the basic mind such that one has an even or equal experience throughout all states. Thus, there can't be any difference between one's experience during a meditative session or between sessions. That's the situation for somebody of extremely sharp faculties who can identify the basic mind and remain with it continuously without change. However, for someone who cannot do that, who hasn't attained such firmness, then it's necessary to make one's mind taut and tight taut and meditate in sessions. Identifying the basic mind and then sustaining it within a meditative session. There's a danger when one leaves the session and does other activities, meeting people and so forth, that due to long acquaintance with the afflictive emotions of desire and hatred, one will come under their influence. Thus, it is extremely important to maintain mindfulness of this basic entity and to act within that.
Or the
when phenomena appear, they appear from within the expanse of this basic mind of clear light, or of the truth body, and when they dissolve or disappear, they disappear within the expanse of the truth body. Thus, at all times and all occasions, one should maintain a sense of the nature of just this truth body. This is called the all good. It's called the mind of no beginning and no end. Since this is the essence of all of these tantric practices, one should engage in investigation and make a decision to engage in this practice, and once one has made that decision, one shouldn't allow oneself to think, oh, there might be this practice, or there might be that practice, or there might be some other practice. Just as Shantideva says in his guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, one shouldn't get scattered out thinking that there is some other practice. Thus the text says, be firmly decided that there is no other than this. Be determined on this alone. As Maitreya says in his Sublime Continuum of the Great Vehicle, the Uttara Tantra, because the mind is suitable to be separated from the defilements are adventitious. They can be removed. However, the qualities of a Buddha have from the start been suitable to be manifested, and therefore, qualities of a Buddhahood, the powers and so forth, the substances of that allow for their manifestation have been automatically or naturally with oneself from the very start.
Tesichatan Gadutan, Lubur Namdo Maluva, Moshing on a G2 mixing.
If one is able to sustain this practice well, then even at a time of strong desire or hatred, whatever appears in the mind, some joy or gaining some advantage or pain from disadvantage, at this time, if one is able to sustain the practice well, these even assist one's practice. It is important in the midst of these experiences to identify the exalted consciousness or basic mind, which is the basis of release, and sustain the context, or sustain oneself within the context of that experience. If one is able to stay within the experience of this basic nature, then conceptions as they appear right within the context of that basic nature, and thus are like writing on water, in that they immediately disappear, making no connection to subsequent involvement. If one is able to sustain this type of appearance, then whatever type of conceptuality appears, it is like sustenance for the naked, empty knowledge, because it is not being viewed as passing beyond the artifice or sport of the basic mind. It is contained within the sport of the basic mind, and thus serves to feed experience of the raw or naked, empty knowledge.
Yeah.
If one does not come under the influence of the afflictive emotions, but sustains this natural form of the basic mind, then... Then whatever is seen, whatever appears, whatever fluctuates, is viewed as the royal sport of the basic mind, that is to say, of the truth body. Since there's no subsequent connection, since conceptions aren't making a connection to involvement with them, this is called self-purifying without a trace.
Alala said expression that gaujiya expression, just satisfaction.
Alala is an expression of joy and of satisfaction.
Sim do mari chusu ribo yishi chugu londo tabe, yese junse mebe londo namdo yuwa kangi rangu tongbe na jeme rangda alala. Tedebe lamje la jun rimor kwambe tse namdo kwamdo shar, nengyu pala gel, sharwe neba la minube. Nilu ngatang jawa les. Nilu ngatang jawa le chulu chabar netu che. Tenze nyamnyong yungju zane, namdo chata, namdo bina dhammena manguchi, ngaman na ngaranzulu yoyana shi, chata chata reti, ine chulu le chabar chibu yungu reyes nongsha.
Within this state, even if the mode of appearance of conceptions is similar to that of which one underwent earlier before doing this practice, by doing this practice, the mode of self-release of these conceptions, in which the conceptions are in a condition of themselves appearing and themselves releasing themselves, thus the mode of release is importantly different. Here it refers to here it refers to three modes of the release of conceptuality, of becoming released from conceptuality, or of conceptuality, well, being released. The first is of identifying conceptuality, and it is compared to identifying a person with whom you've previously been acquainted, that you're familiar with, just identifying, oh, this is conceptuality, and that causes the conceptuality to be released, to cease. Now, this level of release of conceptuality is still involved with conceptual apprehension.
Then
In the second, deeper level of the release of conceptuality, conceptuality appears, but it makes no connection to any further involvement and disappears itself. This is called itself appearing and itself, it's self appearing and self releasing. A conceptuality has been produced. But conceptuality is produced, but it is released without any subsequent connection. Oh, I'm sorry. It's compared to a snake that's in a knot that unties itself without someone else untying it. Then within the in the third most profound level of the release of conceptuality, this is compared to a robber in an empty house. The robber doesn't stand to gain anything from the empty house, and the house doesn't stand to lose anything to the robber. In this case, one is firmly founded in the basic entity of the mind, and conceptions are self-releasing. There are many such modes of release of conceptuality. In any case, the third one is the most profound. If one doesn't have such practice, one will come under the influence of mistaken conceptuality. If one is able to engage in this type of practice, then without effort and exertion, one is confidently able to be set in release in the unmeditated state of the truth body.